After the warmest October ever recorded globally, we are just days into November, and much of the U.S. is facing bitter cold and bracing for even more next week. Joining us now is Jen Carfagno, meteorologist and host of AMHQ at the Weather Channel. She's in Atlanta. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Jeremy. Good to talk to you.
Well, good to have
Bundled up here in Atlanta, actually, all the way into the south. The cold air is on the move.
It seems rather early, I must say. People are already feeling cold, but it is about to get even more brutal. How bad and how soon and where?
Well, exactly. So this cold we're talking about is coming in two rounds. Round one works in today. You're feeling it in the Northeast. You're feeling it all the way into the deep South. But by the middle of next week, we are talking about not just below average numbers, but getting below freezing all the way down to the Gulf Coast. And that's going to be for more than 200 million people. And that's a big deal because we're talking January level cold in November.
Well, and the National Weather Service is forecasting that next week's Arctic cold front could break 170 records across the U.S. How unusual is it to have this kind of cold weather in November?
You know what's really interesting is just the fact that we're having this record cold, because you talked about October, you know, being record warm globally. And when we look at record highs versus record lows, we just don't set a lot of record lows anymore. Record highs outpace the record lows 2-1. So just the act of breaking records is a big deal for us these days because it doesn't happen as often. But the kind of temperatures that we're seeing, it's just early to see these types of readings.
Well, and a lot of people will look at this and say more evidence of climate change, whether it's to the high or to the low. We're seeing things more extreme than they have been in the past.
Well, that's exactly right. And we are getting the extreme cold across the lower 48, and it's really just the eastern two-thirds of the country, because in the west, we will be above average next week.
So are you expecting a lot of snow next week?
That's the other piece of this. Whenever you have a cold Arctic air mass coming south, there's a front that brings that air. That's the leading edge of the cold air that comes south. And so there will be rain ahead of it. How quickly does the cold air come in, and does it get in quick enough to meet up with the moisture? Some places, yes, it will. And that will happen in, you know, parts of the Ohio Valley down through Kentucky. Will it reach the Tennessee Valley? That's a big forecast challenge. And of course, any brief mention of a snowflake in the forecast is everyone stocking their pantry and, you know, the bread and milk, et cetera. And there is some chances of snow, but this does not look like a big snowfall event. The real headline for this second round of cold coming in next week is the fact that it's going to be that cold. It will have an impact on crops. It will have an impact on people, because this is early for people to winterize their houses all the way into the south. They may not be ready for it.
Right. And pull out those winter coats already and probably
exactly.
Keep them out for some time. Does this tell you anything about what kind of winter this is going to be like?
There's an old adage. It goes, winter will remember what happens in November. And so, you know, some will say, yes, if it's a cold November, then the rest of the winter will be that way. And there is literally no scientific proof of that happening, but people will still say it. But as we, you know, look at the pattern, we can, you see this pretty locked in for the next 2 weeks or so. And then, you know, after that, we'll continue to fine tune the forecast. You can't predict winter based on the start to November.
That is Jen Carfagno, meteorologist and host of AMHQ at the Weather Channel. Jen, thank you.
Sure, Jeremy. Great to talk to you.